Hi, everyone. I'm going to try to project my voice so everyone can hear me. My name is Dominique Walker. I'm one of the co-founders of Moms for Housing. I would like to thank everyone for being here today, and I would like to thank everyone for their support and their continued support. A few days ago, we received an eviction notice. It was taped on our door. It wasn't addressed to us specifically, Moms for Housing. It was addressed to someone else. And we now know that Wedgewood is a displacement machine.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
They're
say
composed
that.
Of five different companies.
Okay.
One company, they goes in and they give predatory loans. The second company, they purchase the distressed mortgage. Then the next company comes and buys that foreclosed property. And then the next company comes and flips it. And then the fifth company comes in and they sell it. So when Wedgewood commented and said that they don't feel like they're responsible for homelessness, they're directly responsible.
That's right. Now, say that.
Instead of talking to us, acknowledging our presence here in the home, they hired and spent so much money hiring a PR firm instead of sitting down and negotiating with us, acknowledging us. We want to talk to Wick. We want somebody to negotiate with us. They should give us this home. All of the homelessness that they've created, they should give us this home. We deserve this home. We need it. We want everyone to come out December 17th. That's when the sheriff is supposed to come and evict us. But we're not leaving. So we'll ask if you can bring even more people. We want to fill this whole block December 17th. They can come as early as 6 a.m. We don't know when they're going to come, but we're going to be here, and we're not leaving without a fight. Like,
all
this
right.
is our home. This
That's
is mom's
right.
house.
That's right.
Thank you all. Dominique Walker, D-O-M-I-N-I-Q-E-W-A-L-K.
S-H-A-R-E-N-A-T-H-O-M-A-S.
Hey, Mama. Once again, thanks for coming. Dom covered a lot, but I want to also talk about the effect of children. Children being homeless is a real, real bad thing to be. I was homeless as a kid. And trying to learn, trying to go to school, being displaced, those types of things, and living with different people, mm-hmm. sleeping on couches, mm-hmm. those types of things. And I just wanted to tell you, my mom loved us. My mom worked several jobs. It became hard for her because my dad passed away. So that was an income that my family didn't get. So I'm just saying that, you know, we need to look out for our children. It's monsters out there, you know. Those are things that I can't get past is the monsters. You know, they want our kids, our bodies. They prey on children, on homeless children. They prey on that. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair and it's not right for Oakland to have homeless children and struggling in school and that type of thing. And here we are now. The weather is bad.
Yes.
It's been raining. It's cold. I don't see how people who own this home or own any of these predatory homes, even sleep at night knowing that they have people out here on the streets displaced.
Yes.
I can't wrap my mind around people who say they pray. I don't understand. If you pray, how do you pray and kiss your kids at the middle of at daytime after you done displaced a lot of children out here on these streets? Mm-hmm. A lot of these children on these streets, a lot of the people that's on these streets are black and brown children, just like me, just like my babies. You know, and it's sad. How do you expect for them to grow and get an education and things like that? The first thing I noticed is when we got this place, you know, Dom baby wasn't even walking. And now since we've been here, the baby's starting to walk. And I'm starting to see a baby. I'm starting to see kids play, you know, because when you stand with somebody else, you take their freedom is not there. They are combined in one room and they have to abide by other people's rules, and kids can't grow that way. Even in shelters, it's not fair. Right.
Come on,
shelters to me is like a prison. It's a prison. It's a gateway to a prison. It's people that's looking over you. There's people that's scoping you all throughout your day. That is not a way to live, and that's not fair. And they need to just open up these doors. They need to open up these spaces and let these people come in.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing? My name is Clarissa Douthard. I am the executive director of Parent Voices Oakland. I'm a mother. I'm a community organizer. I'm an activist. And I am fed up.
Come on now.
I'm tired. I'm a black mother who has had a child for 12 years, and I know what it means to have no prospects for housing, for food security, and especially for child care.
Yes.
Our organization advocates for affordable child care so that families can work, they can thrive, they can be independent and can support their children so that their children can have healthy development. And what we're seeing through our organization, organizing mothers like myself to win affordable child care and other supportive services, is that we are being neglected, that families are being invisible, invisible and not being seen in their full humanity and dignity, in their need for basic human rights. That is shelter, food, water, and the ability to be protected against the elements and for affordable quality child care.
Hear, hear.
We organized to win a campaign to provide emergency child care vouchers for families that were experiencing homelessness, because we saw a sharp increase not only in the number of mothers, black mothers, brown mothers, who were unsheltered, and the county told us that they weren't there. They were being undercounted and underserved, and it's time for that to stop.
Absolutely.
We won money in the county budget to ensure that they got affordable child care and that child care was aligned with housing services. And while many of them are getting child care, they're still not getting the housing that they need. There's not enough family beds in shelters. Mixed population shelters are not always the best place for families with young children. The policies that shelters have, while we appreciate their services and the hard work that many of the workers do, they are not conducive to parenting. They are not conducive to a life full a family needs to live. With children that are going to school, parents that are working, and stability for our community. So I'm here to say that this is such an important moment for our city, where we have to make a decision on how we support families and communities that are struggling in this crisis, this humanitarian crisis, in one of the richest cities. Corporations are coming and staying, and they're finding housing, they're setting up shops. They are able to provide for their workers, and our families who have been here for generations are being pushed out, and are being left in the cold, in the streets,
yes,
unable to provide for their children. There has been an increase in the number of African-American babies who have died directly related to housing insecurity. Infant mortality, low birth weights, and poor health outcomes are directly related to the housing crisis that we see. It's time to change that.
Right.
And these brave, bold mothers who have decided to take back the public comment, which is ours.
That's right.
This is ours.
That's right.
It is our right to live.
There you go.
And it is our right to exist.
There you go.
So I ask you all to join us to continue to fight for our right to exist, not be ignored, not passed over, and pushed into tents.
There.
Thank you.
Could you say and spell your name? Say and spell your name again, please.
My name is Clarissa, C-L-A-R-I-S-S-A, last name Douthert, D-O-U-T-H-E-R-D. I'm sorry, one last thing. I'm part of a movement of families that's fighting for all services. Again, like I said, housing, child care, food. In March, we have an election, March 3rd, and we will be fighting for child care. We will be raising $160 million for affordable child care and supportive services for all families, and we encourage you to join us. Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Project. We are here today to stand not only in solidarity with these brave moms and this family and my colleagues who are speaking, but we are here to say that is enough resisting. We're about a movement for freedom. Freedom from want. Freedom from violence. Freedom from poverty. And freedom to be able to thrive and not simply survive. We're about the idea of imagining that we could take these powerful resources that are changing our world and this economy and put them to use of servicing humanity and indeed all of life. We are here today to say that the action of the Mothers for Housing is giving us all a chance to reclaim our dignity and our humanity. We thank them. We love them. But we're also going to do a little thing called putting some hot heat on some places. Because really, when we did some of the first takeovers in 1986, and yeah, I'm telling my age, those takeovers were in the Christmas era, and it was cold. And those takeovers were done with people whose homes had become just abandoned and dilapidated. But those were individuals. And our families today, the 1 to 200 encampments all over the city of Oakland, they're up against global speculators, global hedge funds, global investors. And you know what? We need a machine of freedom, not just resistance, brothers and sisters. We got to have an image of what kind of new world we want to see. But we applaud them for raising and doing what our damn city government won't do. Getting our children and families off the damn streets and into houses. It can be done. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. They've taken a stand against injustice as a violation on our very humanity. Each day, if you walk the streets of Oakland, you see these luxury high rises going up.
Shame.
Do you wonder who the hell lives in them?
Yeah.
Have you asked any of your friends or neighbors, can they afford to be in them? I don't think so. This is a housing crisis, but it's also a crisis, an economic crisis, a political crisis. Now, it has two parts, because many of us can remember when some of our neighbors, they were 100 years old, they lived in these houses. It belonged to them.
That's right.
And then there was some people with a lot of money came and offered, I don't know, 10 times as much as what they may have paid for them before. And that was the first wave of displacement. But what we're up against now really started across the nation as a part of buying up and bundling up renter properties. And they buy it up so they can then re-rent it at even higher prices. So how do they do this stuff? How is it that we have four residents for every... we have four empty and abandoned houses for every resident that is homeless. And that's because government, our government, has guaranteed that housing investment is a vehicle and not a place to live. Okay? Get that into our lexicon. Property is kept off the market just like this one was, so as to raise the selling price. This is deliberately creating insecurity, deliberately creating, feeding greedy speculators and investors. They park billions of dollars all over this country, neighborhoods just like this. That's why we got 200 damn people, or 200 encampments, I don't know how many people, 4,000 at least that they count, but this sister was saying that don't even include the people who are couch surfing, sleeping in their cars, trying to stay hidden because they don't want their children taken. What can we do? Well, baby, I got a suggestion for you. Outlaw the corporate landlords. Join me in that. Now, I know our tired, you know what, city council can wring their hands and cut their teeth and talk about how bad they feel, shed a tear or two for Dominique and, what's your name, baby?
Sharina.
And at the same time, they're cutting the deals.
Right.
Cutting the deals to cut our throat. Well, I tell you what, in Germany, they had the same kind of problem because this is a global problem. Number one, they protested and took the streets over. Oh, shoot. Sorry about that. Number two, they began to develop referendums. Because if these tired elected officials will not get up off their butt and represent our families, get them out the way and we'll take it over. Put the referendums up that outlaw corporate landlords. In the state of California, let little Oakland be that light that shines for a brightness. Let these mamas who have kicked the stuff open be the way to kick the hearts open, baby. My name is Ethel Longstaff. I came here to take business and count names.
Well, how do I follow that? Is a human right. My name is Kat Brooks. I am the executive director of the Justice Teams Network and the co-founder of the Anti-Police Terror Project.
All right.
I love y'all. I love these moms.
That's right.
I love my city. And I love this neighborhood. I am a D3 West Oakland homeowner. And I'm a homeowner that supports housing takeovers.
Come on, y'all.
I'm a homeowner that supports utilizing vacant units to house our unhoused community. I'm a homeowner that supports banning corporate landlords. I'm a homeowner that supports the right of every single human being to be inside. Sis talked about these high rises that are going up all over our city. And sis asked, do you know who lives in them? You know what the truth to the answer is? Okay. That between 40 all the way up to 60% of those units are empty. They are empty. People's homes were taken. People were displaced. Resources were taken away from us to build housing for people that don't even live here. because it certainly wasn't housing for us.
There you go.
Right.
So they sent a notice to these moms. These mothers who did, as far as I'm concerned, what any mother would do. Because I guarantee you that as a mother of my daughter, I would do anything to make sure that she had a roof over her head. And there is no threat of any level of punishment that you could send my way that would deter me from doing what I had to do to make sure my baby had a roof over her head. So they sent an eviction notice. And an eviction notice comes with the threat of arrest.
Yes.
Which is them saying that what these mothers have done is criminal.
Yeah.
That what their action of putting a roof over their heads and their child's heads is criminal. Nah, man.
There you go. Come on now.
That's not what's criminal.
Oh, come on now.
I'm going to break down what's criminal. What's criminal is one-bedroom apartments for $5,000 a month. What's criminal is the fact that with the exception of Councilmember Nikki Bass, nobody else sitting on city council has demonstrated support for these moms, including the D3 councilmember. What's criminal is that we have a mayor that put out a tweet 2 days ago that said some report from somebody, I couldn't even read it because I got nauseous, but it was about the progress that our city is making and that the signs of this progress that we're making to deal with the housing and unhoused crisis. I was like, no, we are not making progress, and the signs are the 6,000 to 9,000 people that are sleeping on Oakland streets every single night. Those are the signs of what's happening in this city. If we had a ethical government, a humane government, a rational government, why don't they call Wedgwood? Is it Wedgwood?
There you go. There you go.
Why don't they call Wedgwood and say, let's make a deal?
That's right.
Let us help support to keep these four black mothers in this house.
That's right.
That's the job of an elected official.
Right.
That's the job. That's the job of the people that they say that their job is to govern us. It's one of these elected officials who loves to say to us all the time, you know, there's a difference between governance and activism.
Wow.
If you know, you know. But clearly, y'all ain't fit to do neither.
Right.
Not govern, not lead, not do anything, because we have a crisis.
Come on.
It is an epidemic. People are dying.
Yep.
And for God's sake, ain't this the season of giving?
Right.
And that's what they're supposed to be. Westwood needs to give them this house.
Right.
And city council and this administration needs to give Oakland real solutions to the problems. And actually, they have them already because the people gave them the solutions. The UN gave them the solutions. It's not even like they don't know. It's not about knowledge. It's about will.
There you go.
This is a rational. People always say we're radical, right? Oh, Cap Brooks, that radical woman. Nah. We're rational. This is a rational response. With a logical and humane condition. I want to reiterate the importance of the 17th.
Yes.
I want to reiterate that for y'all because while this is an amazing crowd, I love Oakland so much. No lie, we need 3, 4, 5 times this. So if you have an organization, if you have a base, if you have a platform, if you have friends, between now and the 17th, your job is to ensure that you can get every single possible body here. And what I want you to think about between now and the 17th is how much are you willing to put on the line to hold this property?
There you go.
What are you really willing to do? Are you willing to put some skin in the game? Because the sheriffs ain't no joke. They're the deadliest law enforcement agency we have in our region. And they're coming for black women. So we already know what that math adds up to, right? We know what that math adds up to. And so please show up on the 17th. Show up between now and the 17th. Support these mothers. Every social media post you do should be talking about Moms for Housing.
Yes.
Moms for Housing.
Yes.
They are leading the way. They are the truth and the light. Elected government expect us to do? Keep being hungry?
No.
Keep being unhoused?
No.
Keep being unfed?
No.
Keep being unprotected? Keep being unhoused? Like, literally, we're just supposed to just continue to be in the streets with none of the resources we need while they say, there's progress. It's coming. It's coming. What did Mayor Schaaf say? She actually saw no end in sight of the homeless crisis anytime soon. because it's going to take time. We're out of time.
Absolutely.
We've been out of time. The time is now. And if they're not going to do it, we will.
Absolutely.
I was the last speaker. If there are questions from media, yes. Hold on, let me quote. So go ahead, David.
Did you see the numbers that Darnbon Graham released this morning about the increase in closures and evictions?
I saw his tweet. Yes, yeah. I did. So Oakland has closed more camps at this same time this year than we did last year, while the homeless population, the unhoused population, continues to explode, not grow, explode.
By 400%.
By 400%. Yes.
So what is the plan for the 17th? What do you guys plan to do to try to stop this eviction?
We're not going to talk about that.
The press release that you found some documents in the house that allegedly there was a rental scam of some sort. Is there any information that you guys can any more information you guys can share?
He started walking in this house when you're living with other people and there's no space, Sharina was saying, for a child to be able to walk, they have to be able to crawl freely, stand up, and take those first steps. And he's been able to do that here. Now he's walking. I have to really
speak up.
Sometimes hotels, different than the members, houses.
Dominic, it's been raining. So this has been obviously more than just shelter. And the holidays are coming. You know, what are the plans that you have to raise your children in this home? Talk to me about what's been going through your mind as you're preparing yourself also for the 17th. But the plan, the stability that this house gives for you and your family.
It gives me stability, but it also, with the weather, it concerns me about everybody else being out here. And I'm not going to stop fighting just because me and my children have shelter.
Come on.
That doesn't take away from the fact that my people out here doesn't.
That's right.
So what I'm planning for the holiday is to fight.
Come on now.
And to teach my children to fight.
That's right.
Are you concerned about what could happen to you?
No, I'm concerned what could happen to me out on these streets with my children.
Yes, yes.
How many other mothers are living?
There's other mothers in here.
And other children? How many children would you say from us?
There are four.
So four mothers and children?
No, four children.
What do they say about this home? How are they enjoying it?
They love it. It's become a community. And that's something that I especially wanted to create for my children, like-minded mothers raising our children in a community, and we have that. Yes, everything's working. We have everything that we need here.
So one of the other things that we could do, in addition to as we work to support these moms, there are thousands of abandoned houses with tremendous tax default. The city could do what they did to black folks when they built Clark. Declare eminent domain and make those available tomorrow for families. It's on the street. We're not manage support. We need to have efforts that do not segregate and criminalize poor people. We think of those two concrete things as we go forward. We don't have to wait till they pretend that they're going to govern us. We can define for them what governance means.
So, Kat, you mentioned that Councilmember Voss has reached out to you guys, or at least voiced some support, but has anybody else reached out to you guys from the city to say, hey, we support this movement?
No.
friends?
Do you feel like you guys are alone in all this and that the city should support you some way, somehow?
I don't. You see all these people, I don't feel alone. But the city, I feel like, no. I feel like they're not on board and they should be. But, I mean, that's why we're here taking a stand and we're organizing ourselves, because we're not going to wait around for the city. Because I went to the special meeting that they had at City Hall, and it was a bunch of mess. Like, there was no real solutions given. And when we offered those solutions, we weren't really heard. So it's on us. We're going to do it ourselves.
Are there any other properties that you guys hope to expand the movement and push other mothers? You don't have to say addresses, but...
I don't want to speak to that.
Any other questions for Dominique?
Do you guys have the eviction notice at all?
It all posted on Twitter right after.
Fair enough.
Is there anything else you need, like in the house, or anything before the 17th?
Talk to me, like...
Right.
Share the petition.
Yes, we have a petition on change.org. You all can sign.
Do we have the phone number for Westwood somewhere?
It's on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's on Twitter.
So if any media wants to talk to folks individually, you can see April, and she will help direct you. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you.